Hello, everyone. Coach Christy here to explain one of the doable hunger strategies we use called On the Clock to really hone in on waiting for true physical hunger. Before I explain exactly how to use this strategy, let me tell you why this is going to help you on your weight loss journey. Putting yourself on the clock will eliminate any question about if you are truly hungry or not. There won't be any more wondering about if you're eating too soon. When you do actually eat after going on the clock, you'd bet your left kidney that you are experiencing true physical hunger. And when there is no doubt about that hunger, you give your body the chance to feel what true hunger is. A lot of us have just been walking around maintaining a level of fullness all day long. We don't even remember what true hunger really feels like anymore. Another benefit of waiting to eat is it gives your body an opportunity to snack on your thighs, your belly, or in my case, your booty. We also get an opportunity to learn what Corinne has always told us: hunger is not an emergency. We prove to our brains that not only can we wait if we ever want to or need to, but also we don't need extra food because we got extra hungry. Now, sometimes our brain will send up hunger signals before our bodies actually need food. When we go on the clock, we get to see what that true hunger feels like. It comes and goes in waves. We'll have a little hunger cue, but we're busy and you can't eat. And then you'll notice it went away. It might come back a little while later, a bit stronger, but then it subsides again. Okay, so here's how it works. The moment you think you're hungry, grab your water and drink 16 ounces. Note the time on the clock, and in 1 hour, you can choose to eat or reevaluate if you were as hungry as you thought you were. Maybe you want to go a little bit longer. That's it. That's how you put yourself on the clock. Super easy, and you'll learn so much about your hunger and how your body and mind work. Here's why I love doing it. It allows my body the chance to tap into those fat stores and reach my weight goals, burning off some of those extra calories I collected when I was eating my face off for all those years. It helps me gain a ton of awareness around what my personal hunger cues are. Going on the clock creates space between the hunger signal and the action of eating, so I have the opportunity to consider what I might really need instead of food. Maybe I need a break, and my brain sent me up a hunger cue because it knows if I'm eating, I'll take a break. Or I'm tired and it's looking for energy when what I really need is a power nap. My last tip is to go on the clock every couple of months or every 15 to 20 pounds. You'll notice that your hunger will change as you lose weight, and going on the clock makes it easier for you to discover the new you.